Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Sue Ryder of Cleaner Angels has been cleaning homes for years and she has seen it all. She helps people who are overwhelmed by clutter and who have all sorts of reasons for hoarding. She's a great woman for having a system in place, and she also thinks that young people don't know how to clean. Her thought, not mine, before you start writing the complaints. You're going to be in trouble with that one, Sue Ryder. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I thought that actually that I would be in trouble with having a minute of it out of my mouth.
Well, let's deal with less controversial areas and ease into that one if we can. First off, who are your clients and what do you do for them?
Well, my clients come from all walks of life, and I do a detailed, you know, house clean, and I also do the decluttering. There's different aspects of decluttering. We've done an awful lot of work for hoarders, people who can't help it. I mean, no one, you know, sets out to be a hoarder. It just happens. And it actually destroys their life in the sense that it gets out of hand and they don't know where to start or how to do anything about it. And that's where we come in. And no judgment, because people can have all different issues, like, you know, mental health problems, alcoholism, deep depression, you know, and they just can't cope.
You can lead a hoarder to water, but I presume you can't make them want to continue to clean up, can you?
No, and it gets just, you see, it just gets out of hand, and they just don't have the capacity or probably the wherewithal to just, you know, and where to start. You know, I went into houses and we've had to relay, you know, the debris from the hallway right down and into bags and into skips that you can't get in. Sometimes it's been up to the ceiling. It's, you know, we've seen all sorts.
Right. But how often do people end up reverting back to their old habits once you've gone? And how often do they say, oh, God, look, I can see the wall and the ceilings and the floor again. I'm going to change my ways.
Well, a lot of them don't change their ways. I've actually been cleaning for a guy for the past 10 years, and I've cleaned his place numerous times. And when I go back, it's always in the same condition. He just can't cope with it. He just can't handle it. And sometimes he mightn't call us for a year or two. And you go back and the place is just back to square one.
What's he doing, Sue? I mean, is he going back out to the skip as soon as you've left and bringing everything back inside again? Or is he just going and buying more stuff?
Buying more stuff. That's what he would buy more stuff. And he would actually just leave. The stuff would be in bags, like books and CDs and things, in bags with the receipts thrown on the ground. Lots and lots of mm-hmm. newspapers. It seems to be coming through that a lot of people who are hoarders hold on to newspapers. We did a job for a lady going back about 2 or 3 years ago, and we started at the top of the house and we cleared out the attic first, so anything that needed to be stored there was space in the attic to put it back up there. And I remember we didn't get the skip on the first day. We said we'll see what way it goes during the week. And we filled about 5 or 6 bags that day and brought them down and left them at the side of the house. When I went back the next day, all the bags were in, and she had gone through them and she was making up little bags for other people that she was going to give this stuff to. She was making her job really hard because I love to just get rid of everything. But she was actually making it hard for herself by bringing the problem back into the house.
And do you just get rid of everything, or do you say, hang on a second, there's an awful lot of this that could go up on eBay or adverts.ie and make a bit of money for these poor people?
Yeah, but they don't have the capacity, and sometimes they want to get rid of it. Now, we don't just go in. There is cases where we go in and we go through the stuff with them and say to them, what do you want to do with this? Because it is their stuff at the end of the day. Mm. You know, it's only if it's really bad and dirty and filthy that it's not for, you know, that they couldn't keep it. But there is stuff that they can. And then what we do is we often got storage boxes for them, and we would put the good stuff into the storage boxes, get them to write out an itinerary of what's in it and tape it to it so that when they go to look for something, it's just written on the box and the containers, and then they go up into the attic. And, you know, make it easier for them.
Is this at times dangerous or hazardous to you and your employees' health, this job?
It is at times. We actually have to wear the white suits. and masks and sanitise really well.
Now, hang on, a full hazmat suit or just one of those suits, the lighter kind of crepe paper?
Ones. Yeah, they're not great, but yeah.
And why do you do that?
Well, to keep your clothes clean, first of all, and to make sure that, because if you've got something on your clothes, you're going home with that. You know, you'd be taking it and sitting in your car. You don't want to bring that into the car. So usually we come out then, just take them off and they go in the skip. Gloves, masks, and then pull up the hood on the suit.
Now, you say that your top tip to householders is not to become your cleaner's friend. Why do you say that?
Well, I've gotten lots of calls from people looking for to do a once-off deep clean for them. And they'll say, we have a cleaner, but I don't want her to know you're coming. She's become like a friend through the years. And usually they have cups of tea with them. And then they're very nice at first, would you like a cup of tea? And then the cleaner sits down and takes, that's the time they should be cleaning. They sit down and then the years go in, they become like a friend. And then if something's wrong, they don't upsetting the friendship by telling them, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And it's not good.
I know. I just love the idea that they have to get a cleaner to come before the cleaner comes so that they can sit down with the cleaner.
It's funny. It's crazy. And then it's hard to get in. I don't do a regular clean like that. We just do the once-off. It's very hard for people to find a regular cleaner that will come in and do a proper job. Because some people just get in. I mean, I've had people work for me that just come to work, show up looking busy with a cloth and they're not actually doing anything. And that's no good. You need somebody who actually likes to clean and is going to do a proper job.
Do you think the pandemic is going to have changed people's attitudes towards cleaning? Because I know my own has changed completely. Once the fear of people turning up at the front door unannounced and seeing the state of the place has been removed from my life, I felt quite liberated about just allowing the place to go to hell with, balls of dog hair rolling like tumbleweed down the hall. I said, who cares? Nobody's going to see it. Do you think that people might have just all, we might all just have let our standards go, or is it just me being filthy?
I don't know whether you're filthy now. But I think the hygiene should become very much more important for people because of the COVID. To keep the houses hygienically clean.
You're just in the pay of big cleaning when you say things like that.
I like cleaning and I like hygiene, but I do think it's very important. And when I said about young people, I wasn't really sure on them. They weren't trained to do it. I mean, I was trained from a very young age to clean and it stayed with me all through the years.
All right, so this is a blame the parents argument then, okay?
I think parents do too much for them and, they don't have the responsibility. But when they get older and go out and live on their own or get married, naturally all these things have to come into play and they have to learn how to do it. And sometimes people don't have a clue and they've got a whole load of cleaning materials underneath their sink and they just don't know where to start with them.
Really?
Yes.
Are you
really
serious?
Seriously, I went into houses and they'd have everything.
Well, hang on, if it says on the bottle, kitchen surface cleaner, how much more explanation do you need?
Well, they just, where will they start? Or what? They don't have a routine. They don't have a routine, and you don't need a whole load of products underneath the sink. You only need to have one or two. A good multi-purpose cleaner is good. That'll, suffice. It should be for everything.
You also say, I note, that if you do have a cleaner, don't get them to do the routine stuff. Get them to do the deep clean jobs, like the fridge or the cupboards or whatever.
Yeah, vary it around. Every week have a little different, make the routine different because they'll get complacent just doing the same thing and you're only just seeing the one thing getting done. They should add on skirtings to be done in one room, this week and next week the other room has to be done, a different routine every week.
Oh, cleaning skirting boards. Can we just ask builders to abolish skirting boards, please, and have walls meet floors? It'd be much easier,
wouldn't
it?
Handy. Yeah, it'd be very handy. I've been trying to all the way through the year think there's got to be an easier way that those skirtings can be cleaned without somebody having to get down on their hands and knees to do them. But But it would be good for young people. It's an awful pity they don't do it in schools. Like, they teach them, you know, they used to teach them how to cook and stuff. Just the basics, even just the basics.
Is it part of the home economics syllabus now? That sort of domestic hygiene?
Know. I'm not sure.
Well, let's find out.
It would be good.
Your top cleaning tip before I let you go, please.
Oh, top cleaning tips. Is there something in particular you'd like to know how to clean?
Is there something in particular I'd like? My oven is a disaster zone. It's a big charcoal encrusted blob sitting in the corner of the kitchen. What should I do?
Well, we don't clean ovens, but there is great guys out there that clean ovens. We usually give their number to our customers, and they actually, that's their profession. They come in, they use very safe chemicals, and they do a fantastic job. There's one that I think is called Mr. Sparkles. He's very good, and there's a few more, but that's their specialty.
You said that there were only a couple of products that we needed. What are those two products?
Well, they're all-purpose cleaner, and then for doing floors, I use I probably can't mention the name of the company, but they do a brilliant floor cleaner for tiles, for ceramic tiles and for wooden tiles, and they make it with essential oils. It's a beautiful lavender that's made with essential oils. They also do a lovely leather cleaner, and they do a fantastic wax polish if you wanted to do old tables and old furniture, and brings it back up. Actually, the polish is out years. It's an old polish, an old make. And they've sort of modernised it, and it's fantastic.
Waxing tables. God, now you've given me something else to feel guilty about not doing. Thanks. A text in from a listener on 51551. How often should you clean the whole house, the big clean?
The big clean. Well, you know, when I go in to do it, I have a team with me. So, it's a hard thing. You wouldn't do it all in a day. If you've done one room a week, you know, start doing one room a week, going in and doing just all the windows in front of the wardrobes, you know, pull out the bed, get in behind it, do all your skirtings, do the light shades up on top of doors. If you started one day and just done, you know, one or two rooms, you'd soon, you know, within the week, you should have it all done.
You're in trouble now. The texting has started from the young people. 21-year-old Sharon says, I'm 21 and my apartment is spotless, thank you very
good
much, Sue Ryder, and germ-free. I can't relax if there's any mess in my place, and I can assure you I have a rigid and thorough cleaning routine. Do not tar all young people with the young brush. Do you want
I'm
to apologise now?
Yeah, I'm not tarring them all. I said it wasn't everybody, and it's comes too from the parents' training, and that's all I'm trying to say. It would be good for them to be trained, because trust me, Sharon, you might be exceptional, but I've went into houses and I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, but see, by blaming the parents now, Sharon's mum and dad are going to be on next. We're going to have to get you back to apologise to them too. All right, Sue Ryder, thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, not at all. Thanks for having
Take
me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.